My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, Leah is on the episode today to share some Disney memories. Last episode, it was Graham and Becky who had just come back and managed to get on the brand new Guardians of the Galaxy attraction. If you missed that episode, do catch up with the last episode. And I have had a couple of questions about the Galaxy roller coaster. Mark and everybody else who's got in touch, Andy, what is the best way to get a virtual queue? There's no standby line for the Guardians attraction at Epcot just yet. You can either buy the Lightning Lane, which I think is coming in at $17. They go on sale at 7 o'clock every morning. But you can also get into the virtual queue that also goes on at 7. Mark just wants to know if I've got any tips. Here are a couple of tips that I've picked up over the last few weeks from people who've actually been. To use the Wi-Fi at Walt Disney World, the best thing is not to use the Wi-Fi. If you don't have to use a Wi-Fi, so if you've got a network that covers you for America, then don't use Disney Wi-Fi. Other top tips, make sure your phone is not on low power mode because that'll slow things down. And also, shut all your apps down so your phone is going as fast as it can. Get all the apps closed and just be on it for the second. If you have got any questions or you want to be a podcast guest, drop me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at Pop Magical. This episode, Leah is here and she's a DVC member. What made you join DVC, Leah?
Well, it was actually my mum. I can't take full credit for that because I'm only 20, so I don't think I could actually afford that. But we've been going every year since I was 14. And she was never, she's always been a Disney fan. We went once when I was younger, when I was six, which I will talk about later because I have a great memory from that trip. But she was never like a Disney Parks fan until we went back again in 2014. And then we went back the year after that by chance because our holiday got cancelled to Cuba. So we were like, you know, we'll just go to Disney instead.
Yeah.
Why not? So it's kind of just accumulated from those years that when we went in 2019, she's like, oh, I'm actually going to look at this DVC thing, like thinking, oh, we'll just go for like the, because you get a gift card if you go or you can get fast passes. Mm. So we were like, oh, we'll just go for the gift card, you know, free Disney merch. And then we ended up buying into it. And I think it's because we go that often, it's actually worthwhile buying into it if you go in that often because it actually saves money. We really wanted to stay in the deluxe resorts,
yeah,
which do cost a lot of money if you pay for them separately. So it is a massive benefit for if you join in, if you are going to go every year, every other year for, I don't know, 10 nights, 2 weeks, or if you're going to do multiple trips through the year, then definitely worth it. And then also the benefits, you get discount off certain restaurants, quick service places, you get discount off merch, you also get invited to the is it called like the Moonlight Magic?
Yeah, those special nights that they've got,
which we haven't been to yet because they're never on when we're there.
Look at the draw.
We will do in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
I think in the future we'll have a look when they're on and then maybe book a last minute trip so we can kind of enjoy that. But yeah, so that's basically the reason is we end up going every year that it's just been worth our while to...
Yeah, if you know you're going to be going every year, it's that upfront cost, yeah, isn't it? You go, okay, we can afford a mouse mortgage. Let's go for it.
Yeah, it is a mouse mortgage.
When people
ask me, what is DVC? And it's basically just having a mortgage, but in Disney.
Yeah, that's how I describe it.
It's like it's a Disney mortgage. And they're like, what, really? I'm like, yeah. So I think people know you are obsessed with Disney and Walt Disney World when you're a vacation club member. But yeah, I'm proud to be one. I have the certificate on my wall as well. I need to get a photo for it. Mum, can I have the certificate? I've got like an office, so I've just put it in there. So yeah, that's a pride possession.
So obviously you're a big Walt Disney World fan. The fact that you own DVC. So why are you a Walt Disney World fan? What is it that you love about Walt Disney World?
the magic from when the moment you step in every single park, you know, I could say it's everything and people would say, what is that? But it is the magic from when you step in. You know, Magic Kingdom, if you walk in, you can smell the popcorn straight away. I love that smell. In Epcot, you just, as soon as you walk in, you know you're going to have a full stomach at the end of the day because of all the countries that are there and all of the amazing food. Animal Kingdom, it's like you've been transported into a completely different country, different world. And then Hollywood Studios, you just feel like you're in a movie as soon as you go in. I'm like, yeah, I'm on the red carpet. You know, I'm a movie star. I wish, but at least I can live my fantasy through Hollywood Studios. And then just the smells, every park you go to has amazing smells. The hotels have amazing smells. The cast members, the fireworks, the rides, just everything.
It's got everything you want.
Yeah, everything you want in one place. And I think the good thing about, because we've been to Disneyland Paris once, but we were just so disappointed. I know that's controversial because there's massive Disneyland Paris fans out there. But we just love Walt Disney World because there's four parks, six if you include the water parks. And it's like a world because you've got all the hotels, Disney Springs, all the buses, the minivans. It's just like another world that you step into, which is what I love about it as well.
And do you venture off to anywhere else in Orlando when you go, or do you just stay at Disney?
We have done when I was younger. My auntie lives in Tampa, so we've been over there before, and we went to Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
I think it's about an hour and a half drive from Disney. And I remember Busch Gardens because it was amazing. So I think if you have a car and you're willing to travel, definitely go to Busch Gardens because we loved it, but we're just not confident driving out there, so we can't go now. When I'm a bit older, I might be able to drive if I'm more confident. We also go to Universal. We've stayed there a couple of times at the Hard Rock Hotel.
All right.
I love Universal. So we love the Hard Rock Hotel. That has an amazing smell when you walk in. That has a really nice smell. We stayed there for 4 nights last November, which is the longest we've ever stayed in Universal. And I really think it was worth it because Universal's only got two parks. So if you're there for 4 nights, you actually have time to relax and enjoy the hotel as well because you've done the parks.
Yeah.
You could do, say, like every day in the parks, but just go in the afternoon to the evening or just go in the morning and then come back. So I'm really glad we did that. And I would love to do that again. We also go like to the malls, the outlets, Target, because I love Target. But other than that, we normally just stay in Disney.
And 4 nights at Universal, was that long enough? Was it too long? So what, if you go for 2 weeks, 4 nights, is that, would that be about right? 4 and 10?
Yeah, or even 3 nights. We only did 4 purely because of COVID, we had vouchers of British Airways from a cancelled holiday.
Right.
And we were just sick of having them like there. So we just used it. So I think that's why we did the 4 nights. But I think you could do 2 or 3, to be honest, if you wanted experience everything in Universal. You know, you've got City Walks, Islands of Adventure, Volcano Bay, and then obviously like Universal Studios, the park. And then also just to enjoy the hotel. I think if you're spending the money, it is worth enjoying the hotel. Hard Rock has a really nice pool area, a nice cafe, restaurant, and it's just really nice to enjoy that as well as being in the parks.
And that was November last year when you went last.
Yes.
Decent weather?
It was nice, but it was a bit cold.
At night, yeah.
I've been in December before and it was warmer in December than it was when we went in November. So I just wasn't prepared at all. I had like a massive fluffy jumper on and a coat and jeans on a night time, which is, you just don't think of it in Florida, do you? You don't expect it. But it was sunny and I don't think it rained maybe once or twice. So at least it was dry and the sun was out. It was just a bit on the chilly side.
That's the best theme park weather. As long as it's dry, that's fine. I'll back up.
You were so lucky. I think it rained once for like 10 minutes, but it is way better when it's dry because when it rains, you obviously know yourself, the Florida, rain is mad.
It's crazy, yeah. So
and if you've not been before, you'll be like, what on earth is this?
What's going on? Does it do this all the time? Yeah, most of the time. So you say you were 6 the first time you went. What do you remember about that first visit?
So it's actually when I lost my first tooth in Magic Kingdom. We went on, I don't think it exists anymore, but it was like a pirate and princess themed night, like the after hours event.
All right.
And I was eating a burger and it was while the fireworks were on. This is how magical it was. And I just went, Mum, my tooth's gone. She was like, what do you mean your tooth's gone? I went, look, it's falling out. And I even searched my burger for it, you know, like picture 6-year-old me searching in a burger for a missing tooth. Whilst the fireworks were on, and then Tinkerbell flew through the sky as well. So it was so magical. And afterwards we went to meet Captain Jack Sparrow. And he was in like a little kind of, it was like set up as a cave, and he had all his like diamonds and jewels. And obviously I told him that I lost my first tooth. This was another magical moment. He went and got like a big gem, basically a big pink gem, and he said, oh, well, this is for you for losing your first tooth. I turned around to him and said, well, that's not my tooth.
just walked off.
She was like, you do realize Captain Jack Sparrow has literally just give you a gem, and like not everyone gets one of them. And no. I was just so gutted that I'd lost my first tooth that I didn't care about the gem in the moment until the next day when I woke up and realised. But yeah.
Any other favourite memories from your visits to Walt Disney World?
When I was 16, me and my friend went, and for my birthday, she paid for me to go on the Keys to the Kingdom tour, Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, we both loved it. It was so much better than I expected, only because you think, how much can you actually see of backstage? So before you go on it, you just think, oh, what am I actually going to see? But you do see a lot, and you learn a lot. It's just amazing. And I've got like the little pin badge that's got like the little key on, Keys to the Kingdom.
With your name on it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, with the little tag. And then when you come in, they have like the water and everything set out for you. It was really good. And the lovely lady who was our like cast member tour guide, she was amazing as well. And she was telling us that she's worked there since opening day.
Oh, wow.
So she'd been there a long time. I think she'd worked in like casting as well, and something to do with the costumes and hair and makeup, that sort of thing. And then she was older now, and then she went and joined being a tour guide. So it was really nice to speak to her. And because I do performing and I'm in entertainment, it was really great to speak to her, because at lunchtime she came and sat with me and my friend. So like, this is when we learn all about that. And because I perform and do entertainment, like, I loved hearing her stories about from the entertainment side. Even though she was behind the scenes, she was still in it. So it was really great to hear all her stories. And I would love to do the tour again, especially with my mum, because she didn't do it. So I'm hoping in the future we can do that. But yeah, I really enjoyed that day.
Yeah, definitely. If you love the parks and you've been a few times, Keys to the Kingdom, it will make you appreciate it even more. A lot of people say, oh, it's going to ruin the magic. No.
And it's like when you go back after doing it, you notice things because you've been on that tour.
Yeah.
So it kind of teaches you to take it all in and look at the corners, go a different route, you know, because you never know what you're going to see. Look up. They always say look up. So yeah, it was really great.
With our guest in just a moment, but let's get you a little update on what's been going on in Walt Disney World, with a few new things opening or returning, including the Hoop-De-Doo Review, which opens in a couple of weeks over at Fort Wilderness. I've actually got tickets to go and see the dinner show myself. Never seen it before. And there's a slightly new menu, so you've got all the favourites, like the famous strawberry shortcake and the legendary fried chicken. There's also going to be cornbread crusted macaroni cheese, homestyle mashed potatoes, cowboy beans added to the menu. Hoop-De-Doo reopens on the 23rd of June. Also coming back is the Finding Nemo show over at Animal Kingdom. Finding Nemo, the Big Blue and Beyond. That opens very soon, actually. That's going to be open from the 13th of June. And also minivans are coming back. They are back from the 29th of June. If you want a new expensive way to get around the parks, then download the Lyft app, and that's how you order your minivans. And finally, there's a new place to eat over at Disney Springs, brand new restaurant, which is called Summer House on the Lake, which used to be where Gloria Estefan's restaurant was. That's going to be reopening in Walt Disney World at Disney Springs next year. For any more news as it comes, make sure you're following us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We are at PodMagical. And if you'd like to be a podcast guest, give me a shout. This episode of the podcast. So, what's your favourite Disney World attraction?
I've got a couple in each park. So, in Animal Kingdom, it's Flight of Passage and Expedition Everest. I absolutely love Flight of Passage. I think, obviously, it's one of the more immersive experiences in Disney World, with it being one of the newer rides. But I just love how long it is as well, because rides normally, they're just so quick, whereas it's 4.5 minutes long, I think. Don't quote me on that. It's about 4.5 minutes.
Google it.
Yeah. But I just love how long it is, because you are immersed in the experience. And when you come out of it, you think, wow, what have I just been on? Especially if it's your first time. It's just magical.
Yeah, yeah.
And then in Magic Kingdom, I love Voyage of the Little Mermaid. I'm a massive Little Mermaid fan, so I love that ride. I like Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, all the mountains. In Epcot, I love Soaring and Remy's Ratatouille. In Hollywood Studios, it has to be Slinky Dog. And I like Tower of Terror, but I only like it once. I've been on it once, so I'll go on it once. Even though I go on it every time, I know what it's like. And then I'll come off it and go, okay, I can go on it again. And then I enjoy it. I don't know why I get nervous the first time I go on it. It's just a thing, but I love the ride. So it's like one of those things that you go on, even you love to hate it, and then you go on it a second time, and then you actually love it again.
So last time you went, did you do Genie Plus?
Yeah, we did. We didn't know what to expect, because obviously before you could book your fast passes in advance, which has pros and cons to it. I think if you did it in advance, you could plan your day more. But Genie Plus gives you the flexibility to actually plan on the day, because, you know, things change, times change.
Yeah,
people might want to do something different at that time. So that was a great perk to it. Obviously, unfortunately, you have to pay for it now.
That's the thing, yeah.
But we actually really liked it, because I think if you know, like, the system or the tricks, as they say, there's quite a lot. If you go on, like, groups on Facebook, you can Google it, listen to podcasts, watch YouTube, and you grasp what it actually is, then it is really beneficial. You obviously have to, like, stack the rides throughout the day, and yeah, you just have to be up early as well. I would say that is a con as well. You have to be up early. I was up at 7 a.m. every morning booking these fast passes. But if you're okay doing that, you're okay watching the videos, podcasts, going in the Facebook groups to find out how to kind of use it, then it's definitely beneficial.
What would say your one top tip for Genie Plus that you learned while using it?
Get up at 7 a.m. If not, all the good rides go.
They go.
And then stack and make use of stacking, you know, especially if you're in a Disney resort, you can book your first one at 7 a.m. So if the park opens at 9 a.m., I think then you can book your next one at 11.
Right, yeah.
So it is worth it stacking them, like, every couple of hours or once you've used one, because you can actually get a lot done. So get up early, 7 a.m., be on your phone and stack.
So when you're stacking, so you're getting up at 7, what time are you booking your first one for? Are you booking it for after 11?
We normally do the morning one, so, like, say it's near when the park opens, because if you go with a park opening, you can get on a few of them without any wait times, because obviously it's quieter. So we, like, say it opens at 9, we book one if we can for around 10, because then once you've used that, you could book another one straight away, or you can just wait an hour and then book one at 11. So it's like every 2 hours once you're in the park.
I got you.
Obviously the Lightning Lane, I can't remember what they're called. What are the ones called that you have to pay extra for? Lightning Lane Plus or something like that?
I think they're just Lightning Lanes, individual attractions, I think they're called.
Individual attractions. Yeah, that's it. Then you just have to get whatever time you can get, because unfortunately things like the Star Wars rides, Remy's Ratatouille, they always seem to just go really quick. Like, I'd be on at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'd book the one I wanted, say, like, Slinky's on the normal list, I'd book that first, and then I'd go to booking for Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. They wouldn't have any time till, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, that's how fast they go. So if you're wanting to book the individual attraction ones first, I'd maybe book them directly at 7 o'clock, and then book the other one, say, like, at 7:01, just from my mistakes that I learned when I was there.
Learn by other people's mistakes. Well, that's what this podcast is for. Yeah. What about food? Exactly. Where's your favourite places to eat?
There's just too many. So I think Epcot everywhere. Just go in every single country and just get whatever you fancy, because I just love the food in Epcot. Animal Kingdom, Satuli Canteen. I love that.
Yeah.
I get the chicken with rice, and it's like a creamy kind of sauce. I really like that. Magic Kingdom, Crystal Palace. We booked to go in November, but then we cancelled on the day because we realised that the characters weren't there. So I think if you're going to go to Crystal Palace, wait until the characters are back, because it definitely enhances the experience.
Oh, yeah. You need to see Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, of course you do. I love Winnie the Pooh. So yeah, I think definitely, especially if it's your first time, I'd definitely wait until the characters are back. Mm-hmm. But the food is gorgeous there. We've always had really nice food there. In November as well, we went to the Plaza restaurant, which is on the corner, and I'd never been before, so I didn't know what to expect, but the food was really nice there, and it was a great table service, and it was quite reasonably priced as well for being a table service. I got a meatloaf and it was gorgeous. And then we got for dessert, I can't remember what it was called, but it's basically the 50th celebration dessert in that restaurant. And it was absolutely huge. It had a Mickey Mouse pretzel in it, churros, it had cupcakes on top, ice cream, cream, cookies, everything, sprinkles. It was huge. I can't remember what it's called, but you'll see it on the menu if you are going.
I think I just put on about 4 stone listening to you describe that then, Leah.
Yeah, I know. There was 3 of us who like attempted to eat it and we couldn't finish it.
Have you ever attempted the kitchen sink at Beaches and Cream?
No, but I've heard it's really good. My boyfriend's not a great ice cream fan, even though he's Italian, which is really weird. He doesn't like ice cream. So when the two of us go, we won't be getting it, but I'm hoping when we go back, like, next year, then I'll be able to have it then when there's more of us, because I could not eat that on my own.
Yeah, you want at least 4 people to tackle
that. Attempt it. yeah, but it looks really nice. I have been to Beaches and Cream, but I just had like a cone with some ice cream and I didn't
take it easy.
Didn't have the kitchen sink. Yeah, I think you can get that in Magic Kingdom as well, can't you, at the ice cream?
I think you can, yeah. I think it's a slightly different one. I think it is in a sink though, isn't it? Pink sink. So, being a DVC member in the Disney Vacation Club, you can pretty much stay anywhere using your points. Have you got a particular favourite resort to stay at?
Well, we've only stayed at the Riviera, which is our home resort, because we couldn't use our points until last year because of COVID, because we joined in 2019. And then obviously COVID happened in 2020, so we couldn't get out. And we loved the Riviera. It was beyond my expectations, my mum's expectations, everyone who came with us. We just loved it. But I would love to stay at the Grand Floridian as well. It's just really hard to get to stay there because obviously you know how it works. If you don't get it on the date you can book it, then you're probably not going to get it and you'll have to be on a waiting list.
Yeah.
But when we go in June, we're going to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge in Kidani Village, which I've always wanted to stay at. It's just gorgeous, that resort. I've been there before to eat at Sanaa, the restaurant. That's another good place of food as well. The curry there is lovely.
And the bread service. Don't forget the bread service.
Oh, yes, the naan breads. There's like, you get like 3 or 4, don't you?
Oh, you're about 8.
Yeah, I went a couple of years ago. I can't remember. I just remember how good it was. And then we're also staying in the Contemporary Resort in June, which I'm really excited about, because when I was 6 on my first trip, I was fascinated that the train, because obviously it's a monorail, but I knew it as the train in the sky, went through a hotel. So ever since then, I've always wanted to stay there. So I'm really happy we are.
Yeah.
In June, the Polynesian, I would love to stay at, especially in the bungalows.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Points are going to stretch to that. So that have to be in the very far future, you know?
Yeah, I think the points for the Polynesian bungalow, you could probably get 2 weeks in just a normal studio for the same amount of points with DVC. But, you know, one day you might get an upgrade. You never know.
Exactly. Yeah, just be nice to cast members.
Yeah, flirt.
Oh, please. I would love to be upgraded, you know? Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but I would love to stay there one day. And yeah, other than, I think that's all of them, like my favourite ones. If you're not a DVC member or you're not going to stay in a deluxe resort, I loved Art of Animation. That's a really nice, fun hotel. We stayed in the Little Mermaid rooms. And I think that's a great one for families and kids. And also we stayed at the Port Orleans French Quarter a few years. The year we bought into our DVC, we stayed there. And that's a really nice hotel. It's the smallest one on property, so nice for couples or families. It's really quiet. And the beignets are really nice there as well.
Is there anything?
And they do gluten free as well. If you're gluten, my mum's celiac, so she's gluten free, and they do gluten free beignets.
Oh,
so
good.
Nice. Yeah.
So, anything you don't like about Walt Disney World?
Nothing really.
Coming home.
There's things like I don't like how they've got rid of Happily Ever After, or I don't like how they got rid of the electrical parade, things like that. But there's nothing that I actually don't like that's there.
You love it too much.
Yeah, I just love it too much. I think everything they do it for a reason. And even if you may necessarily not like it, you kind of just have to understand that they've done it for a reason, kind of thing, if that makes sense.
So, Leah, you've got your perfect day at Walt Disney World. Now, don't go crazy here, but what would you do with your perfect day?
I'd wake up at the Riviera, because I just love it so much. And then I'd probably just have to get the Skyliner for the sake of it to Epcot, because I love the Skyliner. And then I'd get off at Epcot and then get the monorail to Magic Kingdom, go for breakfast at Crystal Palace. I think it's a great place to go for breakfast and to start your day off. And because it's at the front of the park, you don't have to walk all the way through for breakfast to come all the way back to start again.
Yeah.
So definitely breakfast at Crystal Palace. Then go to Starbucks and get a drink. I know it's basic, but it has to be done. And then sit on the hub in front of the castle and just take it all in. Hopefully there'll be a show on the stage, because there's a new one now. I can't remember what it's called, but they've put a new show on the stage since COVID in front of the castle. So definitely watch that. Sit on the hub grass, take all the atmosphere in, get some pictures of the Starbucks in front of the castle. And then I just spend the day going on as many rides as I could. Buy a balloon as well and take some pictures of the balloon.
Yeah.
Go shopping in every single shop. I love the Christmas shop. I love the Main Emporium shop. I love the shops in Fantasyland, Tomorrowland. I'd also go get some pixie dust in... I think it's now moved to Sir Mickey's. It used to be in another shop, but I think because of COVID, that one's not open, so you can get it done in Sir Mickey's now. So the fairy godmothers will sprinkle some pixie dust on you. And then go somewhere for dinner, but I think I'd leave that open to see what I was fancying on that day. Have a cake pop, ice cream, churros, popcorn, everything. And then... last but not least, sit and watch the fireworks. But if it was my perfect day, I wish it was Happily Ever After.
Bring it back.
I'm a massive diehard Happily Ever After fan. So that would be the perfect day. But unfortunately, it's gone. So,
we might come back.
I hope it does. I think because everyone loved it so much and they know that, that hopefully in a couple of years, they might bring it back. I think it was just so magical. I do like Enchantment now, but it just doesn't grasp me the same. No. I don't get the same emotions.
Yeah, I feel the same.
It isn't the same.
No.
And then after, probably go back over to Epcot, maybe catch, I was going to say Illuminations. It's not Illuminations anymore, Harmonious. Because obviously Epcot normally shuts a bit later than Magic Kingdom. So try and catch the end of them. Maybe get something to eat in Epcot and then go back home to the Riviera. Basically a lot of eating.
It sounds like a very, very busy day. Maybe, though.
I wouldn't actually be able to eat it all, but if it was a perfect day and I could, then I would.
You have no time.
Yeah, no.
So you'll be back in, well, we're talking weeks really now, aren't we? What have you got planned for your next one?
We don't actually know yet. Obviously, other than the hotels, I think we're going to go with the flow. We've booked our park reservations. Food-wise, we want to do Space 220 in Epcot, just the lounge.
Yeah.
Food-wise, Ogre's Cantina for some drinks in Hollywood Studios. Other than that, we haven't really... planned yet. I think we're just gonna wait until Chef Mickey's as well. We're gonna wait until nearer the time to see what character dining is back. I know there is a few already, just to double check which ones. And then I do have, normally I'm a planning person, but I think because we've just been, I kind of want to take things as they come this time.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah,
just enjoy being there. Obviously, we'll have plans on the day before. We might plan some things. But yeah, it wasn't supposed to happen this trip. It was a last minute trip.
Oh, right. Okay.
We're just going to go with the flow, you know, and just enjoy being there, really.
Well, enjoy it.
Thank you. And you're there at the same time as
I'll probably be there around the same time, I think, at the end of June into July. So I was supposed to be on the new Disney cruise liner, the Disney Wish, but it's not ready. So, hey, I'll just go in the parks instead. That was the plan, yeah. So
that was like us with Cuba a few years ago. It got cancelled 2 weeks before we were meant to go because the hotel wasn't built. So we're like, you know what? We'll just go to Disney.
Yeah, well, we're already flying into Orlando. So we thought, well, we might as well keep the flights.
Yeah, you may as well.
Use the DVC
points. I really
want
to go on a Disney cruise. I really want to go on a Disney cruise.
Next time you would love it. You love it.
I've been on a Royal Caribbean one when I was younger with my dad, but my mum doesn't like them. So trying to go on one with my mum and like the whole family would be a nightmare. But I'm just going to have to persuade her, you know, maybe take her on like a little paddling boat somewhere here and just build it up from there.
Oh,
and try
she
and get
will
on a Disney
love
cruise.
A Disney cruise. Even in your life, like if she didn't like Royal Caribbean, have a go on Disney cruise because...
Well, I said to her, like, you don't even feel like you're on a cruise.
Yeah.
Like, she just hates the water. That's the thing. I was like, you won't feel like you're on it when you're actually on it. But
yeah.
I'll get there in just a few years, maybe.
Just book it and don't tell her. Just say, oh, we're doing this, by the way, Mum. So.
Just turn up at the airport. Like, yeah, we're going on a Disney cruise.
We're going on a Disney cruise and you owe me about £5,000. But anyway, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll book, like, the club room or something like that. Yeah. Can you just...
Transfer
me the money, please.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Leah, lovely chatting to you. Thanks for sharing your stories.
Thanks so much, and you too.
And have a magical day.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Fancy joining me on the podcast as a guest? If you love to talk about Walt Disney World, if we can't shut you up, then you're the right person for the podcast. Do get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, just send me a message. We are at Pod Magical. Give us a like, give us a follow. If you're going to be going to Walt Disney World very soon, maybe you're listening to this as you're packing or getting ready for the airport. It's going to be warm. Temperatures are in the 80s. The humidity has really kicked in. It seemed to kick in earlier on this year. Also, with the start of the hurricane season as well. And most American schools have now broke up. So crowds are going to be busy. At Epcot, obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy attraction is now open. You will require your Lightning Lanes or your virtual queue if you want to get on that one. The Flower and Garden Festival continues over the next few weeks as well. Over at SeaWorld, they've started their evening summertime spectaculars with fireworks and lasers and live music at night. That is called Electric Ocean. That's until the 5th of September over at SeaWorld. Top tip for this episode, it's all about the rain. Yeah, there's a lot of rain, particularly around now. There's a lot of those torrential downpours to be expected in Orlando, but don't let it defeat you because sometimes it can work for your advantage. In fact, there was a top tip on the last episode about getting the AccuWeather app. So when there's a thunderstorm, be ready when it's cleared to get on an attraction. If you missed that, listen back to the last episode. But also as well, if it does rain, don't think the fireworks are going to get cancelled because mostly they don't like to cancel the fireworks. If you're at Magic Kingdom, the heavens open, it's get to 9 o'clock and the fireworks haven't started and they should have started at 9, it gets to 9:30, they haven't started. It is worth hanging on because there's a good chance those fireworks may be just delayed. And also, if they are delayed, it means a lot of people will have gone. They'll go, well, we're not hanging around because it's raining, and they might think the fireworks are not happening. So just because it's raining when the fireworks should be on, don't think they will be cancelled. That is my top tip for you on this episode. We're going to be back 2 weeks from now. Make sure you're following us on the socials because I'm going over to Walt Disney World very soon. So Instagram stories are going to be very full of my trip. If you'd like to join me at Pod Magical, if you want to be a podcast guest, give me a shout. We'll get you on, especially if you're going soon or you've just come back. Do give me a shout. If you could give us 5 stars as well, if you're reviewing the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, that's helped people find us. That would be brilliant. Hit that subscribe button. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And until then, please stand clear of the doors.